Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Welcome, everyone, to God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio's Anointed Pandemic Babies. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we just bless you. We love you. We adore you, Lord God. We know that you are doing something special for such a time as this, Lord God. Hallelujah. And so, Lord God, we just thank you for your presence here. And your word says that in your presence is fullness of joy. So we thank you for your joy, joy, joy unspeakable over these babies and their parents, even right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for moving by your spirit today, because your word says if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst tonight, and we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So here we are again. This is really our second broadcast of the Anointed Pandemic Babies. Most of you, I think, were here with us last month, when we talked about this. But, you know, this started really well before the pandemic, probably about 20 years ago or so. I kept hearing the Lord say, the babies are coming. And I didn't understand it, but I would just hear, it was like a broadcast message. The Lord would just tell me every now and then, I would just hear like out of the blue, the babies are coming, the babies are coming, kind of like the British are coming, you know, but it's like the babies are coming. And then about 5 years ago or so, he said, the babies are here. And then as I began to listen to people talk about babies that were born during the pandemic, he began to just talk to me more and say, we needed to add this broadcast. Now, one of the scriptures that he gave us about this was about the anointed pandemic babies, because they're just not babies born during the pandemic. They are anointed. Amen. And so one of the scriptures that he gave to us was Jeremiah 1 and verse 5. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart. Hallelujah. So all of these babies were set apart. And the more I think about it, the more I meditate on it, the more I talk to the Lord about it, you know, I know that these babies are so special, because millions of babies were aborted before they came. Millions and millions of babies. So these babies are very special. These babies are set apart. And they've been doing some things that that other babies, you know, that were born before them were not doing at that age. And so I've seen lots of videos. I've talked to people, and some, you know, during this time, as we have more of the broadcast, we'll talk more about that. But I've seen videos of babies and them doing things that are far, far beyond their years. One of my favorite baby stories to tell, pandemic baby stories to tell, is one of my friends, her niece had a baby. So this is her great niece. And this baby, she sent me a picture of the little girl, of the baby, and she was so excited. She said, you know, my niece just had a baby, you know. And then she sent me a picture, and the picture of the baby was the baby grabbing a hold of her mom's glasses. And I texted her back, and I said, I thought you said this baby was just born. And she texted me and said, the baby was 45 minutes old when she grabbed her mother's glasses like that. So these babies are doing things far beyond their years. And some people are saying that these babies have been here before. But what the Lord is saying is that he's pouring out his spirit on all flesh. Hallelujah. So tonight we have a special broadcast where we want to pray for these babies. You know, they are here, and what I think about was, you know, when Jesus was born, and of course Jesus was set apart, but when he was born, or around the time he was born, Herod was really after him. The wise men were going there. The wise men, you know, were looking for the Savior. And they talked to Herod about it, a little King Herod. And King Herod said, well, you know, you just tell me, you know, where that baby is, because I want to worship him too. But, you know, the Lord let them know that, no, that he didn't want to worship him. The Savior, he wanted to get rid of them. And so he ended up killing a whole bunch of babies. And still here Jesus is, set apart. Hallelujah. Say the blood of Jesus over all of this communication about these anointed pandemic babies, is that the enemy would try to come after these babies. You know, because they were not included with the millions and millions that are no longer here. They have been set apart. And so he wants us who have eyes to see and ears to hear to pray over these special babies, because they are here for such a time as this. So we want to start off by asking anyone if you have any prayer requests, if you have any anointed pandemic babies and you have prayer requests, you can press your number one key. We also have some guests here tonight. We have and we have guests that the Lord led me to contact them and have them to come and pray tonight. And so the ones that I see who are on the line tonight so far is we have Pastor Catherine. And Pastor Catherine has been blessed. Not only one anointed pandemic baby, but four anointed pandemic great-grandbabies. Hallelujah. Two of them were twins. And so she's well acquainted with anointed pandemic babies. And then we have Bishop Aaron, who is here with us tonight as well. And he has one grandson who was born during the pandemic. So if anyone has any prayer requests, you can press your number one key, and we can pray for the babies. you know, and on today, I'm going to open the line, Pastor Catherine, so get yourself ready. We're just going to have you pray. You have a wonderful prayer for the baby. And but as I was talking to my friend, and this is Minister Samba, she's been helping her niece with her grandniece. And the baby, who is 11 months old, was going to daycare and has, I'm trying to think of what she said, a daycare virus, a virus, not COVID, but a virus that she picked up at the daycare. You know what? I don't know the baby's name. I know her, the baby's mom's name is Paige. So we want to pray for Paige's baby, who Evangelist Samba is taking care of right now because of that daycare virus. Also, the baby's mother, Paige, has a fractured ankle. And so Evangelist Samba is taking care of Paige. So that's pray for Paige with the fractured ankle. Pray for the baby with the daycare virus. And pray for Evangelist Samba, who's taking care of the baby. The baby was throwing up milk today when she was texting me. So we're going to open the line first for Pastor Catherine. You can share something with us about your great-grandchildren if you like to. And then after that, we'll open the line for you, Bishop, and you can share a little bit with us about your grandson, and then you can go ahead and pray for the babies as well. Welcome, Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise God. It's so good to be here. Well, you know, grandparents love to talk about their grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Yes.
Amen. But I also have a grandchild, which is in the age limit that you have, 4 years old, right? You said up to four?
Yes.
Yes. And she just turned four. But
Zoe.
Yeah, Zoe. I can just remember probably for the last 2 years, one of the things I noticed about her, she knows exactly what she wants to wear. If her parents pick out something that she doesn't like, she will always tell them, I don't like that. This is what I want to wear. And I'm going like, you're all, at that particular time, I was going like, you're only 2 years old. And she has kept that up until the day. She's 4 years. She started when she was two, but she still continues to keep that up. And then,
wow.
Then one of the great grandchildren. I would just like to say that, you know, even though the twins are 2 years old, to me they're really attentive. I'm one of the teachers at our children's church, and they're very attentive. One only wants to know about what kind of snack she's gonna get. The other one wants to know about what type of pictures he's gonna color. And then we have one that is one. She's like 18 months. And there are routines that we go through with in the classroom. And she knows every Sunday she comes in, she knows exactly when we say, okay, it's cleanup time or whatever, she knows exactly what we're going to do. She goes and get the mat. If it's time for the mat, she goes and get the mat. I mean, on the exact time that it's time for us to start a task. And so it's been a joy just seeing all of them. As they develop here, and some of this I didn't see in my own children when they were this age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so at 2, for her to know the schedule of what's going on.
Right.
And to react to it. Wow.
Yeah. And tonight I want to also pray. I'm going to be praying for everyone that's going to be surrounded by these children, because when my son was a little boy, I think he was about 3 or 4 years old, there was a relative that told him that don't believe all of those stories that you hear in the Bible. And so I want to just be praying for those, all of those that's going to be surrounded by these children, these pandemic children, everybody, because, you know, many times people pick up babies and they say little things like, oh, you're so sweet. Oh, you're going to be a little, you're going to be a little terrible little boy. You know, I want people to speak positive things to these children.
Amen.
Amen. So, Father, we just come in Jesus' name, and we just, Father, we want to just say thank you, Lord, so much, Lord God. Thank you for the children, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for just putting this on Apostle heart, Lord God, to be able just to come and pray for these children, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you once again. I know that Apostle already expressed that, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that the parents did not, Lord God, did not abort them. So we just want to say thank you for life right now in the name of Jesus for each one of these children. And then, Lord, we just pray for each one of their parents right now. We pray, Lord God, right now that they will train up these children the way they go. So you said when they're old, they will not depart from it. And so, Father, we pray for the parents that give them wisdom, give them guidance, Lord God, give them direction, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, exactly what to do and how to do, Lord God. Let them, Lord God, always revert to you, Lord God, on how to handle these children. They're going to have to be handled, Lord God, different from the past, Lord God. And so, God, we ask them for godly wisdom for parents at this particular time in the mighty name of Jesus. And we also pray not only just for the parents, but we're praying, Lord God, for the family. We're praying for friends, Lord God, who will even help take care of these children. They're going to be spending the night sometimes with family and friends. And we just pray, Lord God, that they will always be in the right hands of, Lord God, of people that will care for them, the right care, Lord God, that they need for these children in the name of Jesus. We pray that everyone that picks up these children, they will speak the right words over these children. They will speak life, Lord God, and not death over these children in the name of Jesus. Every person that, Lord, whispered things into their little ears, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that it will be positive things, Lord God, godly things, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We just give you glory. We give you praise. We come, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, ask for your protection over these children. Protect them, Lord God, from any kind of physical or mental abuse in the name of Jesus, wherever they might go. In the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father, right now for going before each one of these children. And then we just pray, Lord God, right now that, Lord God, for each one of these children, that they will get to know you at a very early age, at an early age, yeah. Lord God. They won't have to wait, Lord God, until they 7 or 8 or 9 or 10, but they're going to know you, Lord God, at a very early age. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise. We praying over, Lord God, their health. We praying over their strength, Lord God. We praying over every immunization, Lord God, that they're going to be taken in the name of Jesus. Don't let any doctor, any nurse give them anything that they shouldn't have, Lord God. But we praying for your divine protection in the mighty name of Jesus. And then we just want to say thank you, Lord God, right now. You said in the last days you're going to pour out your spirit on all flesh. Your son and your daughter are going to prophesy, Lord. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, that these are going to be children that's going to be used for you and for your glory in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that there are going to be many prophets coming, Lord God, from this generation. We thank you, Lord, there are going to be teachers, Lord God. There are going to be pastors, Lord God. Lord God, there are going to be evangelists, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, there are going to be all fivefold ministry that's there. There are going to be some doctors and there are going to be some nurses. We thank you, Lord God, for what you what you're putting on the inside of them, it shall be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. A lot was covered in there. A lot was covered. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, let's go to Bishop. And remember, if you have any prayer requests, you can go ahead and press your number one key. Or if you have any comments that you want to make about these anointed pandemic babies, you have any nieces, nephews, grandchildren, great-grandchildren that you want to share with us about them, press your number one key. Amen. Bishop, we're going to open up your line.
Praise God.
Welcome, Bishop Aaron. Praise God.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. This is such a wonderful program and a wonderful task that God has placed in your hand, Apostle, and very much needed. I tell you the truth, I didn't realize, I knew I had a wonderful bundle of joy in my grandson Ezekiel, who's a pandemic baby. But when I was hearing Pastor Catherine, was it? Just now?
Yes.
When I was hearing her, I'm saying she's describing my grandson. Because Ezekiel, and I'm just looking, thinking, oh, he's a different child. And the Lord says, yeah, he is a different child because he's done so much so early. He walked, he potty trained, he matured so early. He's 3 years old, and he's talking and not talking all the way like we do. But he talks enough to where you can actually have a conversation with him. And he talks about stuff that's beyond his years. And I'm going to be like, you don't know nothing about that, or I'll go spell it. And he'd be you know, doing his tongues. But one thing in our household, he has become our chief prayer warrior. If any of us are sick, you know, we stump our toe, we do anything going on, he go grab that oil and he want to pray. And he not only anoints himself if he needs it, he anoints everybody. Got to pray for everybody before that event's over. And he does it all the time. And he and I have a really special relationship in that, you know, I pick at him and Andrew, and I tell him, oh, you ain't got no oil. So I'd always tell him, oh, you ain't got no oil. He'd tell me, yes, I got them all. Yes, I got some oil. And I'm sitting there thinking, one day I was teasing him, telling him, you ain't got no oil, get out of here. And he knew the oil meant a spiritual thing. And he come back at me, looked at me and said, yes, I do got some oil. I got some baby oil. I couldn't do anything. Stop and laugh for a few minutes before I could have a conversation with him because he made such sense. And so he is such a special child. I had to pull out a picture of him that his first, he's in kindergarten or nursery, his first picture in school, and I put it in this frame that I had gotten, and I pulled over here to me while we're praying and talking, and I was thinking more about him. And he really is being raising our two girls were wonderful. They both had their nice personalities, and they were both unique kids. Our grandson Andrew was very unique and everything, but Ezekiel's unique in his own way. He's not, you know, he just, now I know what the uniqueness is. He's a pandemic baby. He's an anointed pandemic baby. There's a difference.
There's a difference.
He's an anointed pandemic baby. And one more thing, and then I'll get on into prayer, is that I think his whole life, he's only been to church one time. He went with me to church one Sunday a few months ago, and he turned the youth department on his end, not in a negative way, but a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
So much so the people started buying him gifts.
Like
it was Christmas. And they asked about him every Sunday. He hadn't made it back yet, but he stays here and with us. A lot of times we're home, and if you know, we look at television ministries and stuff. He knows all the schedule. He knows all the pastors' names, and it's just amazing. But I thank you for this time and this and obeying God in this season. I've pulled out two scriptures I want to read just to remind us some of the things God instructed us with our children, so, and then I'll go into prayer. And one, I'll just read part of it. Coming from Deuteronomy 6 and 7, and this is as God is instructing them about the law and how to teach it and things, and this in particular is when he's dealing with the children. And it said, and thou shalt teach them diligence, meaning the law, the laws, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk to them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And from Isaiah 54:13, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of the children. And I'm just so grateful that God has given us the opportunity to pray for our anointed pandemic children. And he's telling us that as we teach them, you know, at all times, this, according to Deuteronomy, there's teaching moments all day long. And when I think about my time with Ezekiel and even Andrew, I'm always teaching something, even though I don't realize I'm teaching. I'm teaching them even in how I react to something, you know, or how I do something. And they pick up that habit. They do it the way I do it or the way they see me do it. It can be the most simplest thing. But Grandpa likes steak sauce on his fries, so they want steak sauce on their fries. You know, look, sir. And the fact that in my doing that, and that's teaching our children, that God himself is going to teach them. And God teaching them beyond what we teach them, they're going to have a peaceable life. Great shall be their peace. And that's one thing I'm discovering. I'm a man of a certain age. I'll go ahead and get my age. I turned 61 last Sunday. And
oh,
hey. and having you know, the ability to know God and be able to translate to the to my children and my children's children is such a blessing, and it blesses me to know how much Ezekiel loves the Lord and how much he will choose the things of God first to do whenever he's in trouble, no matter how what kind of accident it might be. He'll grab it or want to pray. And so tonight I want to pray in that vein. Father God, I thank you, first of all, for your privilege and for the honor, oh God, to be the recipients of an anointed pandemic baby. God, I know, as I saw in the spirit tonight, as Pastor Apostle Kizzy talked, I realized more deeply just what an anointed pandemic baby means to our families and to the earth, God. I thank you, God, and I saw it, that the world was turned upside down for good and for Christ because of these anointed pandemic babies. I see on social media how the pandemic babies, God, are doing such unusual things that it's causing them to go viral on social media. It's bringing great wealth to their families because they're baptizing them. They're doing things of the church and things of you, God, at such a young age that show the severity of how special they are as an anointed pandemic baby. God, thank you for the words of the Bible and the words, Lord God, of wisdom that you bestowed upon us, Lord God, these children in this last evil day. God, we call on your protection, Lord God, from all sickness and disease. Lord God, we call on your protection from any hurt, harm, or danger, from molestation, Lord God, from any childhood trauma, Lord God, that will cause a setback in their mind and their heart, oh God. Lord God, protect their parents that they can grow, Lord God, into productive citizens, Lord God, and productive kingdom men and women of you, oh God. Those, oh God, who will do great exploits, Lord God, in your name, oh God. Not for fame or filthy lucre, but just because of the fact they believe and they trust in you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for every anointed pandemic baby. For they shall be the catalyst to help those that were born, even that were not in that set group of people, but they will lead them to you. And when they will turn this world upside down for Christ, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.
Glory.
Thank you, Bishop.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You're welcome. Thank you for letting me know about it. I look forward to it next month, too.
And
the Get 'Em Radio family.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Bishop. And, you know, what I think about, what came to me, even as you all were praying today, is that and then you brought it back to me when you said the world was turned upside down when they came into the world.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so there are things that life was going on in a direction before these babies came. And when these babies came, they have the opportunity to be around their family more than a lot of children, you know, earlier children.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Some of these babies have not even been to the grocery store.
Right.
Or, you know, just now daycare is starting to kind of go back in again. For some of them, for a couple of years, they were surrounded by their family continually, especially, you know, during that shutdown time.
They had the privilege of a stay-at-home mom, and in some cases,
mm-hmm.
stay-at-home mom and stay-at-home dad. They gave
yeah.
them so
and
much attention.
And
yes. And even what I realized when this pandemic started, and I saw the report coming out of China, out in Asia, and I saw that. I said, God, this is going to hit here. And the Lord told me to go anoint my door and pray
Amen.
Over my door, and I went and anointed my door and stuff like that. And then I come to realize that by that December, the pandemic had actually hit my daughter's home, and Ezekiel, Andrew, and all the kids were sick. I even got sick. I was in the hospital. They didn't know what was wrong, couldn't get my oxygen up. That December of 2019, I
mm-hmm.
couldn't get my oxygen up and all that stuff. And even Andrew was in school in Alabama. The school had 800 students call out in one day.
Wow.
So they shut down the school like a couple of weeks early for Christmas break because there was no way they could get a handle on it. But what was happening was it was starting out that way, and it started mutating into what it became COVID, what we call, when they named it COVID-19. Because when it first mm-hmm. started, people weren't dying the way they did once it developed into COVID-19.
Right.
And these kids lived through that.
And they lived.
They lived through that.
Glory to God.
And
glory to God.
Oh,
hallelujah. Amen. That's something to think about. It's even more miraculous. You know, I had thought
mm-hmm.
about the part about them not being aborted, but also that they are still and yet alive through the pandemic. That's
yes.
awesome.
And many have been touched by it. You cannot convince me that is not what we had, because by the time they started describing what COVID was and telling people how the COVID sickness was, they were describing my adventure and the kids' adventure as far as what was going on in their bodies.
Wow.
And so that's why I believe it was COVID that just kept mutating, you know, as
mm-hmm.
COVID did. It mutated into something else. Now it's mutated into something else. And that's why I know it was here before, you know, before we really called it COVID-19. We didn't call it COVID-19 until March of the following year,
right.
2020.
Around March. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
March. Yeah, because that was when I it was right when I stepped on the nail, and I ended up getting the toe amputated. That
mm-hmm.
week they had called it COVID-19.
Wow.
Before that. Yeah. Cause
mm-hmm.
they had to build the section off the hospital and putting people who had COVID behind that wall, and they had special air ducts and things like that, sucking out the air. They weren't, you know,
mm-hmm.
weren't breathing the same air because They didn't know whether it was airborne or what it was, which it was airborne, but it became more of a touchable. You could pick up, if you touch something, you could pick it up that way, even as opposed to the airborne thing. But they lived through something that a lot as adults had never went through before. Even we hadn't even been through. No way. It had never happened like that on Earth. There had been pandemics and plagues, but nothing like the COVID-19.
Nothing like this. Right. So they are special on top of special. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank you for sharing with us. And thank you. Thank you for that wonderful prayer, Bishop. God bless. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when I get ready to close, I want to close with a blessing or declaration. Children, just really, now I look at what I have written down here, really a reiteration of what Pastor Catherine prayed earlier and Bishop Aaron prayed. But before we get ready to close, is there anyone who wants to share anything about a baby that they have? I see you, Minister Rachel, that you're on. You might want to say something about Gabrielle. If you'd like to, you can press your number one key. Anyone else? I know you all probably have anointed pandemic grandbabies, great-grandbabies. So you can share. What we were doing was we were just sharing something about the children, a little something, and then just praying over the children. Amen. So anyone else, if you want to share a little bit and pray a little bit, press your number one key. Amen. Minister Rachel, I'm going to open up your line. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi, everyone. God bless you, God, Mom, Apostle Kizzy, and Bishop Aaron, and all everyone tonight. Oh, Gabriel, he's just listening to me, looking up at me with his cup. At first, when I didn't find this cup, he was drinking out of my water bottle like a little glass of little grown man. Out of my water bottle, this little cute spout. And I didn't even have the one with the spout. It's just a regular one. And I was like, God, he's drinking out of it. He ain't even 2 yet. 2 is, he'll be 2 in October. Yeah. And he was in a walker at 3.5 months. When he was in a walker. And then all of a sudden he started walking and we would send you updates about him. And I'm trying to remember, I think he was either 6 months or something. And he was walking. We showed you a clip when he was walking. I was like, glory to God.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just so, everything was, I'm like, thank you, God, because he's, oh my, even when his dad called and we told him he's walking, he's running. And now, yes, he's definitely running. And I'm like, God, should I put the safety gates? He said, don't unpack or open up anything. But I wanted to put the safety gates for his safety because he's up in my room. And I was like, Satan will rebuke you because I didn't want to say any thoughts that he tried to, you know, I said, the blood of Jesus gets some thoughts and stuff like that. It's nothing going to happen to him. Yeah. It's going to be okay. So I keep my door closed. I close my room at the bathroom and things like that. I try my best to keep it closed, but sometimes the girls leave it open, but I got to be very careful and be always watchful and alert, consistent with him, because he's, oh my dear, he's climbing out of his, he didn't totally get out of his bed yet, but he climbs up to the point that if he had another toy to step up on, I think he will come out of his bed, his other bed. Because his other bed had, I took down the big playpen that had the little door because he knows how to open the zipper now to get out. So I had to get him out of that one and put him in the other bed. He's so intelligent.
He's not even old, and he knows how to open up and get out of the playpen.
Yeah, he's with the silver part for some reason. He takes his time. You tell them on yourself? You tell them on yourself? What you gonna do?
Yeah, y'all talking about me.
He's pointing at the phone. I got to not put it close to him because I don't want it to cut off. But yes, I thank God for the beautiful things that he blessed me to, you know, to see and behold. I mean, oh my.
Hello. Okay. Amen.
Grandson, don't do that. Oh, no. Oh, praise God. He clicked on something. I'll try to get back to the call. Oh. Okay, I can't put it too close to him. Now he's trying to stand up for me. Okay, Lord, keep him.
Okay,
so thank you for
there are babies. Like Gabriel, who were, I said your name, Gabriel. there's so many like are moving fast like that. What would you pray over a mother that has a child that's moving that fast? Walking at 6 months. Able to really get out of the playpen by themselves.
Oh, Lord, please give her the wisdom to continue to stay consistently watching him and observing him and just praising God as she observes him. And may God guide her to nourish that that gift that he has, because he's very alert and he's very quick. Like, the way he picks up things is very proper. He's very good with his index finger and his thumb, picking things up precisely and putting it in its place. Like, he picks something up off my floor and gives it to us so we can put it in the trash. He knows what garbage is. He did not put it in his mouth. And I'm like, thank you for it.
That is
to teach kids to do that. I'm like, yes, I need a neat grandson. He said, amen. Don't try to
He said, amen.
And may God strengthen her to stay encouraged and know that God loves her. And even though she may not understand where her child, why her child is developing so quickly, just that she would yield to the Lord to find out what he is saying through these beautiful babies to keep us encouraged, because God encouraged me through him and Amber and all of them. Because all my kids are millennial children. And they just, oh my dear, they grew up so fast. And now Amber will be 12 at the end of this year. So I'm looking at them and how they, the way they learn. They all have different personalities. They make me laugh. We also have moments when we cry, and I thank God that they give me some loving, God gives me loving corrections through them, because they say, Mom, and then they give me the word back to me, and I said, thank you, Lord, because there's sometimes I need to be reminded of God's goodness through them. And I just thank God for every heart, that we just keep our hearts, you know, tender, be tenderhearted to the Spirit of God, because he's speaking through them, and we don't yell and scold them and like, okay, God, I'll listen. It brought me to tears, because I had to humble myself. And I thank God for his love. He said, because she told me today, don't go out, Mom. And I thank God I listened. I turned around, took my coat off, and didn't go out. And I was blessed. I went and did what he told me to do, and I felt a lot better. And so it's good to be obedient. It's good to be obedient. And we went for our walk, and we was bold. We saw two men engaging in something that, I said, Jesus loves you and Jesus saves and he's your answer. And they act like they didn't hear what I said, but I said, Lord, please help.
But they heard it.
Yes, they heard it. At least a seed has been planted. We were just planting seeds today and doing a little shopping, because it was me, Renasia, Gabrielle, and Amber. And the young men watched The Little Prince.
Oh, wow.
Rasheem and them watched.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, I prepared
well,
his meal and everything.
Thank
yeah,
you,
we love y'all.
Thank you. I love you too. Love you too, Gabe. Gabrielle. Amen. Amen. Well, we praise God for all that he's done tonight. You know, we don't know the fullness of everything that he's done, but prayer has gone out. I'm pretty sure that there's more people praying for pandemic babies somewhere, and I thank God that we were included in that, that we could pray for them, that we could pray for the babies tonight. I see Minister Carrie has joined us. She has a love for children. And so I want her to come on and pray over the children. And then I want to declare and decree the word of God over the children as well. And then we, unless God does anything else, we're going to call it a night. So, Minister Carrie, and while she's coming on, if there's anyone you have any comments or, you know, you want to share something, press your number one key. Amen. Minister Carrie, welcome.
Good evening, everyone. I apologize for being late. I'll start. Father, we just thank you and we just praise you tonight. We thank you for your loving kindness and we thank you for your mercy and your grace, Father. Father, we lift up each child tonight, Father God. And Father, we thank you for these children, Lord, for they are a fruit of their womb, Father God. And they are a blessing from you. Father, we thank you for the plans that you have for each one, Father God. And we just thank you for it. Lord, we lift each one up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for their moms, Lord, their caretakers, Father God. And Father God, all the plans that you have for them, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for bringing them to fermission. Father God, yeah. You see them. You know them even before they were born. For you knew them when they were in their mom's womb, when they were knitted together there. For you know their beginning and you know their end. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for ordering each step, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for the shield around them, Father God, to protect them as they begin to grow and follow your ways, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, and we just bless them today. We bless their moms, their fathers, Father God. We just bless entire family, Father God. We thank you for strengthening their parents, Lord God, and their inner man, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for you are their provider, Father God, even as they begin to walk with their children, to teach their children. We thank you, Lord, for giving them understanding and wisdom, Lord, for each one of their children, Father God, because you know the bent of each one. So, Father God, we thank you for the patience, Lord God. We thank you for giving them instructions on the things to do, Lord, words to say, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you will teach them to comfort them in the way that they should be comforted, because they're individual. So, Father, we just thank you for that. And we just bless your name, Lord God. We thank you for being their provider as they go and as they walk through the years, Father God, their comforter, their keeper, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for every concern that they have, Father. We just lay it at your feet. You already know, and you're ready, prepared to teach them. So, Father God, we just lift that up, the concerns of the parents, the concern of the children. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, as they mature, Father God. Lord, we pray, and we lift each one up, Lord. Let them know you in an early age, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, and we just bless your name, Lord. Everything that they need, Lord, from beginning on, Father, in the mind, their minds, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for them to be sensitive to you, for you have purpose for each one's life, Father God, and you know the plans, again, that you have for for each one. So we thank you, Lord God, for leading them. We thank you again for protecting them. We thank you, Lord God, again for nurturing them, their parents, Father God. Father, we thank you for encouraging the parents' hearts, Father God, as they care for them. Father, we thank you for surrounding them, Lord God, with those that know you, Lord God, to pour more into them too, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for every family member that will be touching them, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, as they touch them, Lord God, and nurture them, that they would know the love of God. And we thank you for that. And we just bless your name. Father, we just give you praise, oh God. And again, we do. We thank you for the children. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're going to do, Lord. We don't know all that you're going to do, but our confidence is in you, for you to complete what you desire for each one. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. And amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I didn't ask you before. I know you have a love for children. Do you have any grandchildren, nieces, or nephews that were born or that are from birth to about 4 years old in your family?
I have great nieces, and I have a great grandson that was born during this time.
Okay. Have you noticed anything that they've been doing?
I have been noticing some things with his name is DeAndre, because I'm close. I keep him 3 days a week. I keep him for my granddaughter. I have noticed he learns really fast. He listens a lot, and he sometimes repeats. I've been teaching him the Lord's Prayer. I've been teaching him different things in Scripture, and he learns really fast. Although he don't know, you know, what it means, of course, but I've been teaching him, and I can start a scripture or a prayer off, and then he'll complete it. He'll be three in April. April 8th, he'll be three.
Wow.
And he catches on really fast, even with he know his colors. He know his alphabets. He can do that thing. But she does a lot with him, you know, doing teaching him.
Yeah.
It really kind of certain things she don't allow him to, you know, get it, I guess, look at, you know. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I notice a lot of things about him since I've been keeping him since about April. I think I started, it's been almost a year that I've been keeping him for.
Wow. So since he was when he was two, now he's about to turn three.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's beautiful. My niece, when she was two, and they know a lot at two, and I think she was kind of the precursor of the anointed pandemic baby. And when she was two and she turned three, I was there when she turned three, and we were going to go to Chuck E. Cheese that afternoon. And I said, Candace, how old are you? She said, I'm two. And I said, but today's your birthday. You're three. She said, I'm two. And her father said, she will not say that she's three until she goes to Chuck E. Cheese first. So as soon as she went to Chuck E. Cheese, so it's like an event had to happen, not just the day, but the event had to happen for her to be three. And we called her grown baby. Okay. We didn't call it, you know, we didn't say, hey, grown baby, come over here. But when we refer to her and we laugh, we call her the grown baby. So, and I'm just so happy to hear about, you know, you being able to spend time with your great-grandchild and, you know, teaching them the Lord's Prayer. This is a time where they're learning so fast, and they're like sponges. So they're going to sponge in something right now, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. they're going to lay hold to that. And I was just thinking about son. When he was young, he stayed with my grandparents, which were his great-grandparents. And it got to the point where he would wake up in the morning and he would go, whoa! You know, like a... And I should say, Pastor Catherine, I don't know if she's doing something else right now. Well, Pastor Catherine, I know you remember that, right? Are you still here?
Yes, I remember that. I remember that.
So tell it from your point of view. I want to hear that again. What was he doing? He was hawking up phlegm and stuff in the morning.
The DeAndre's done similar things like that too. His sister's brother has a goat, you know, a little hair under his chin. So when he talks about him, he takes his hand and pull up there like he's pulling the hair down, and he's the Uncle Devontae.
Okay.
Or
some
of us would have a laugh or something. Each one of us, he identifies something that we do, our laugh or something. And, of course, he gets a kick out of it, you know.
Right, right. And he's not even 3 yet. And he's so amen. So that's what we pray about. They will, what they see, what is placed before them, and Bishop kind of mentioned that a little bit, you know, what's placed before them are good things, holy things, excuse me, because they're going to grab a hold to whatever they see. Amen. Mm-hmm. So thank you. Thank you so much for coming on. And I did not know, I knew you had a love for children, but I didn't know that you were actually taking care of your great-grandson. I knew you were taking care of somebody or with somebody. So praise God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. So, you know, we'll probably have to have you come back again and say something later on another broadcast. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless. The Lord. Praise the Lord. That's really good. I just thank God, because she was so on my heart, but Minister Carrie was to come on. But I didn't really know that she was taking care of her great-grandson. That was perfect. I love how God does things. Amen. Amen. So, hallelujah. I don't see anybody's number one key press, so praise God. What I wanted to do as we get ready to close today is pray some declarations over the children. And I want to even challenge you, as the Lord leads you to do it, is to just, you know, just even add pandemic babies to your prayer list, you know, as you pray, to just pray over them and over their parents. And a lot of times we just say their mothers, but some of them do have fathers who are very active in their lives as well. So we're praying over those parents. Hallelujah. as well, because these children are very, very special. They made it through when millions and millions had died in the past 50 years that had not made it through. They made it through. And then even through the through COVID-19 and a pandemic that could have taken their mother out before they got here or taken them out when they got here, they made it through. So we know these babies are set apart. And also we know, as it has been mentioned today, that he's pouring out his spirit on all flesh. Hallelujah. And so these babies, and the Lord had brought this to my spirit, these babies are our future as well. And so we want to just continue to lift them up in prayer, because God is going to use them even in our future. Praise God. So we want to declare and decree, and if you're with us, Andy, you know that we do it together. So as I decree, I'll leave some space for you to decree, and we're going to do these declarations even into the atmosphere, amen, over these children. So repeat after me. Thank you, Lord, for these anointed pandemic babies. We declare and decree, angels have charge over them. Your angels take good care of these babies. We declare and decree that salvation will spring up in these children, that all of them will be saved, set free, loving God with all of their heart, all of their soul, all of their mind, and all of their strength. And we declare and decree that each of these children will obey their parents in the Lord and do the right thing. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. And I was trying to see if anyone else had their number one key pressed as we close. Your number one key is not working. Okay. I want to check that. Pastor Price, I'll open up your line. Welcome, Pastor Price. Hello. Sounds like we got a bad connection here.
Can you hear me?
You're breaking up. Okay. I'm not getting you. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I heard the, no.
You know what I'm,
can you get one of the other girls' phones or something real quick?
I'll back.
Okay. All right. Yeah, drop and call on back in. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So this has been good. You know, sometimes I think God has us to set some things up before, and that we're kind of a little on time, but a little ahead of time. That's what this kind of feels like to me. Pastor Price.
Oh, okay. God bless you. All right, even
much
the number
better.
One key works that time. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, really well.
Okay,
thank you.
And the number one key is working. God bless you. God bless you, Apostle, and all the precious saints. What a wonderful prayer time tonight. And I give glory to God for it. I was just thinking about my grandchildren and looking through and how many great-grandchildren I have about. I saw 19 great-grandchildren. No, I'm sorry, 18 great-grandchildren and 19 grandchildren. I also, if I added the ones that I count, those are ones through my children. But I had kind of adopted the ones with Shantae, which is her twins and everything. But the ones that I have that are my children are 19 grandchildren and 18 great-grands. And of the pandemic ones, we counted, Joy and I, we counted five. Because Katima, she has Yakira Joy and Jasmine is Leilani. Little Joe's grandbaby, Shaquille's daughter is Elani. And then Star just had Ocean, and Tanisha had seven rains. So we had five of them that are pandemic or around that time after the pandemic. So I just thank God. I've been praying for them, keeping all my grandchildren and great-grandchildren in my prayers. And I just see them doing things because they keep them on the, and you know, on the internet, on the social network sites. And I just see that they look like they're just going fast. They're, you know, as I said, as you all were saying, even some of the ones who have grandchildren and great grandchildren, that they seem like they're just growing and going fast and growing fast in the things of God. And I was instructed by the Lord to just keep them on a daily basis in prayer. And
yes.
Keep them in prayers as you know, as they go. So I thank God for what you're doing. I also, I don't know if this, when you get ready to pray again, the reason I went through all of that was because I was going to ask you to just remember my great-grands too. Not only the pandemic ones, but all of my oldest great-grandson will be, I think he'll be 20 years old this year. And
wow.
Makire, looked like he just grew real quick. He would go next door to our neighbor's house when they come to visit and go in there and just go in their house and go in there and went in the refrigerator and got them some cheese out of their refrigerator. He would give enough. I've never seen nothing like that. But he had come to visit me. They would live out in the valley in Los Angeles, and we lived in Los Angeles. But he's the oldest one. Now, we have several that are teenagers, too. But I would just ask that when you begin to do your prayers, the reason I even got on the line to ask, was, I mean to talk, was that I was going to ask you to keep my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren, all of my great-grandchildren in your prayers, you know, because I thank God for it. And I thank God for what you've already decreed and declared and all what you've already prayed. And so I thank God for each one of you. And that's all I wanted to say. I thank God for this program tonight. And I give glory to God. All
Amen.
Right, I'm going back
Thank
on you.
All right. Okay, thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we just praise God, and we thank you for all of those grands and great-grands that Pastor Price has, and each of us, our grands and great-grands. And, Lord God, we know, hallelujah, by your Spirit, that you have allowed these children to be here, whether they are the anointed pandemic babies or their grown children. You've allowed all of us to be here for such a time as this, for your anointing upon each and every one of us as you pour out your Spirit upon us in these last of the last days. Thank you for doing that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord God, we just thank you that you give us your Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that we know what to do, how to do, and when to do, with that we know how to do with them as we are our elders, most of us who are on the line, elders, that we have that spirit of wisdom and revelation, knowing how to minister life to them, knowing how to encourage them in your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan, Lord God. Hallelujah. And that when we're around them, that they will recognize presence in us. And that we may be different than what they think, but still to see the value in the seniors as well, in the name of Jesus. And that they'll want to hear when we talk about you, that their ears will be open to hear you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then even as I'm praying, I pray for this revival that's going on right now at the Asbury University in Kentucky. Lord God, we lift up all of those young people who are involved revival. I thank you, Lord God, right now. We thank you, Lord Father God, that this is a sign and a wonder in the name of Jesus, because most of these young people are under the age of 25. And Lord God, I believe that you are showing us something, that you're giving us a token of the things to come. We thank you for it, Lord God. We don't understand it all right now, but we thank you, Lord God. We see your hand moving in that revival. And these children are singing. These young people are just singing and praising you, Lord God. And we just thank you for the words you gave us even yesterday during the Praying in Tongues Tuesday, where you said that if they don't praise you, the rocks are going to be crying out. And so we thank you for the young people that are praising you. Thank you, Lord God, that goes viral in our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. Let that go viral, the praise and the worship of the Lord Jesus Christ in this day and age. And we give you praise for it now, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So thank you all for being with us tonight. God did something, and we're all a part of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord say, history was made tonight. Amen. History was made tonight. And so we praise and thank God for history. His story was made tonight. Amen. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the night. Some of you are still here. The Lord said you didn't pray the prayer of salvation. You didn't tell them what's going on Get a Radio. Come on, somebody. Was somebody praying for me just then? Thank you. Thank you for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Any of you who do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. And so God wants you to know that he loves you. He loves you so much. And then he wants you to know it's not a hard thing to get saved. He did all the hard work. He says in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be, and believing in your heart is choosing to believe, that Jesus is who he says he is. So if you just repeat this prayer after me with all your heart, you shall be saved. And the prayer is this. Just repeat after me. I can't hear you, but God can hear you. Amen. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, as it was, as short as it was, you are saved. You are born again. Heaven is your home. Hallelujah. You are the church. I am the church. We are the church together. And when Jesus comes back for the church, we're going to fly with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to pray over you that the Lord, hallelujah, will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to talk right, and power to do right in the name of Jesus. Power to even pray in your prayer language and power, hallelujah, to read the word of God and to understand it every time you read it. Glory to God. And then I want to invite you to learn and to grow with us with the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. The Lord has put together this family of broadcasts to help you to learn and grow wherever you are. You can just call in. Our number is 516-418-5699. Now, on Sundays, we have our church service. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You call that number, and it's 516-418-5699 for all of our broadcasts. Okay, so on Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, I'll be preaching on this Sunday. We're still in the book of Job, and we're finding that God is revealing himself through Job's words. And God is revealing himself to us through Job's words, the words that Job said. So that's what we're going to be talking about on this Sunday. On Mondays, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. And it's every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. She digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig in as well. On Tuesdays, that's when we pray. We pray in tongues, hallelujah, in our special prayer language that God has given to us. And so we pray at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And then we have interpretation of tongues. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So join us. On Wednesday, we have two different broadcasts. On the second Wednesday of the month, we have our healing broadcast. It's going to be on Wednesday, the 8th of March. We'll be in the March already. March 8th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And God does heal over the phone. He said he sent his word and they were healed. So when we get together, he's sending his word and people are getting healed. And the next Anointed Pandemic Babies broadcast will be on the 22nd of March, the 4th Wednesday of March, And both of those Wednesday broadcasts are 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then we have our Thursday of Get 'Em Radio. And this month we've had a delightful couple with us, husband and wife team, Reverend Bill and Reverend Kim Osborne. They're going to be with us on tomorrow night. And I'm telling you, if you want an accurate prophetic word, call in after Reverend Bill preaches. Then we're going to open up the lines and you can get a word from the Lord from somebody who does not even know you, except that God knows you in him and will speak that word out. So, amen. So join us tomorrow night, and that's Thursday, February the 23rd, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now I can, now I think I can say good night. Amen. Amen. And Bishop called this the P.S. program, you know, like when you're writing a letter and you say P.S. after you finish the whole letter. So this is a P.S. Hallelujah. P.S. Jesus loves you. Amen. Thank you all for holding on, and thank you for laughing with me and praying for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I think that is it, unless anyone else. Okay. The Lord is like, why are you rushing? Amen. I'm going to open up all the lines. I'm opening up all the lines if you want to say something, if you want to laugh. If you don't want to say anything, just mute your phone. Are you laughing, Bishop?
Yes, I'm laughing. This is a wonderful program tonight.
Amen. Thank you. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Amen. So everybody's line is open. If you want to say something, you can go ahead. Do you want to say anything else, Bishop?
Just really enjoyed tonight. I enjoy the Get 'Em Radio family, period. And what a blessing it is, you know, to me. And tonight I thank you. Thank the Lord for what I learned, even about my own family and what God is doing. It's been so enlightening tonight. I never looked at it in that light. And I had an addendum. My grandson started doing so many things. Sister Rachel reminded me. He was able to, as soon as she was walking, he was able to go unlock the front door, both locks, and walk out. We had to add extra locks at a very young age. He knew what he was doing. And just so many things. He already knows his colors. He knows the ABC song and several other songs. I thought Andrew was going to be the singer because Andrew has a nice voice. He is going to be a singer. But Zeke, I think, is going to be even better singer than I am.
Wow.
But I thank God for what I learned, you know, on tonight. And it really has refocused my prayer also to include the anointed pandemic babies in my family and those around the world.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bishop. Glory to God. I'm so encouraged.
I am.
Amen.
Also, yes.
Well, amen. Anyone else?
Well, I just wanted to tell you thank you so much, and I'm sorry I was got distracted today. All the great grandchildren called me tonight, and I kept saying I'm on the program. I'm so sorry.
We're gonna have to have come on, have Alexis come
yeah,
on.
I told her
whatnot.
We were listening. We listened. I let them listen to the prayer. that Minister mm-hmm. Carey was praying. So they did hear that prayer. But then they started playing. Yeah. So I just apologize for that. But anyway, I'm so glad that you are having this Apostle, because as Bishop was saying, that they made it through the pandemic.
Yeah.
Because there were, you know, there were some children that were that didn't make it. And
yeah.
So, and then that RSV came along. And so mm-hmm. many of them that, you know, I know in my family are still alive. And so it's a lot to think about. And I know God is going to continue. This is a God thing that God has had you to have. So I just want to just say thank you so much. And it's an honor and a privilege to be able to. I pray for them anyway. But anyway, it's a privilege to be able to, you know, to come on and pray for them. And I know there are going to be other things that, you know, even as we were, as the prayers were going forward today and people were talking, there are some other things that we can add to it. And I know as the time go on, we'll be able to add to it. So thank you so much here. And God bless.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. Wow, and just thinking about these babies able to open up doors and go through them, Lord Jesus. Isn't
Amen.
That something?
Uh-huh. Oh, I wanted to say that I believe that God is going to use these beautiful babies to win the hearts of the unsaved and their family, you know, to usher in those who, you know, who he has called, but they have been running, but they're going to wind up seeing these precious babies and the wonders that God is doing through them. And that's going to cause them to yield to the spirit of the living God, you know, before Jesus cracked the sky. I mean, I believe that they are, I believe Gabriel's father is going to be saved. I believe he's this little blessing is going to be used, hallelujah, to bring his dad to Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And many other children, too. And he fell asleep as you were speaking. And it was so peaceful in the room now. It's such a calm and a quiet here in this master bedroom.
Thank you.
And he waved his hand before when y'all was talking before I came on. Like, he's still asleep, but he did wave his hand a little bit. I think he was just waving it to the Lord.
In his sleep.
Because sometimes he'll smile in his sleep. So I believe he's seeing beautiful things. And sometimes when I'm talking to him, his eyes, I think he's seeing the holy angels of the Lord. Yeah.
All right.
And I just give God glory. And I thank God for having you. I thank God for having you when we was at an old place to come and you had prayed with me and my family. And my Marcus, I'm trying to remember how old he was when he actually said he wanted to receive the Holy Spirit. You said, who wanted to receive the Holy Spirit or get their life? And then you gave him the packet. He was so excited about that packet as if you gave him gold. And, I mean, he treasured those books. I think I have them packed away in the curriculum stuff. Probably, knowing me, because I was packing up books and stuff, but not today. That was when I was doing all a lot of stuff. But, amen, I love you, and I thank God for God in the midst ministries, because he's truly in the midst of all of us, keeping us strong in him and encouraging us, reminding us, and hallelujah. I'm going to say that right with you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I did need that laugh because that was so beautiful how we can laugh in the right way in the things of God. So that's some Holy Ghost sense of humor. We'd be neat in that because some of us be so serious to where they have sour faces and we used to go inside of the building and the fellowship. I don't want us to be like that. I believe we ought to be joyful like Minister Bill and like how you are and like how him and his wife is. That is so beautiful. And it's just beautiful, and Bishop Aaron and his wife. And I like seeing, you know, couples like that. And also you and Jesus Christ in you, how he's shining through you and how you encourage me and my family. And I remember when you used to hold my children, Renee and them was little, And I was like, thank you, God, because he showed me his love through all of y'all, you and Auntie Joanne and Pastor Clark, and I've seen it all and many others. And when I used to sit at Minister Jackie's house before she passed on, and I used to sit on, like, it's a, I just thank God for all of those hearts and all of the wisdom, and all of those gifts did not fall to the ground, but they encouraged me and nourished the things of God in me to continue with him, even when sometimes I did have a moment. I had to repent. I said, Lord, you're the King of Glory, and I shouldn't be talking like this to you. And he forgave me. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I
thanks.
Can't be having
thanks.
No tantrums.
All right.
I love you.
I love you, too. Amen. Okay. Anyone else?
Yes, I want to say one thing. DeAndre, you know, when I first started keeping him, we would be praying on Tuesday. So I would go downstairs to pray, you know. And he would get at the door, right at the door, and just, you know, listen, we'll be listening to me praying, and he would be trying to pray.
Amen. And so he wanted to be included in on it.
Right, right. And it was amazing. It just amazed me that he would do that, because he would be up here. I think my daughter was over here that day, and she had him, you know, just sitting in the family room. So I went downstairs so it could be quiet, so you all would hear him, you know, while we were praying. And he just came and got right at the door and put his little ear at the door, and then he's trying to pray too.
Amen. Yeah, he was drawn to something that was wonderful. Hallelujah. He said, I never heard her talk like that before.
Right.
Amen. Thank you. Hey, he said, I never heard her talk like that before. She's speaking my language. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And that's what Gabriel said too. That's why he loves to be in there when we're praying in tongues. Amen. Thank you, Minister Carey.
You're welcome.
Amen. Anyone else? The Lord for our PS program. Hallelujah. We could call it PS. We could call it Afterglow. We can call it a lot of things, but what we can't call it is anointed. So, you know, everything that was said needed to be said. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we've already closed in prayer, but I will close with one more prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. And this prayer is a special prayer to me. This is a prayer that my praying before he went home to be with the Lord, and he made it his own. So it's number 624 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Amen. And my dad, he didn't say you, he said me. The Lord bless me. I said, well, praise God, Daddy. Yes, the Lord bless you. So make it your own. Amen. God bless you all. I believe we're done, but hold on anyway. You don't know what God's going to do. Don't stop because the music stopped. Started. All right. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the night.
black and white, they are fish and fins. Jesus loves.